Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best. This is the fourth episode in the four-part episode of the lessons in the four agreements. So I've read a book and I'm doing really short episodes on these agreements. And so this is the fourth, although I did just see on Amazon that there is a fifth agreement. He came out with a later book. So I might be ordering that and doing a future episode that, of course, I will tie back to these episodes. And if you're not on my podcast email list, then make sure you go to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com and sign up. It's actually notyouraveragegrandma.com/podcast and you can sign up there. So yeah. And then you can get, every week we send out what the links to the episodes that we've had. So it's a really great way to just know what's going on in the podcast world of living your spark second half. So let's get on with it. The fourth agreement. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three agreements, which will allow you to become deeply ingrained in these habits. So the fourth agreement is always do your best. Under any circumstances, always do your best. No more, no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all of the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality and other times it will be not as good. When you wake up fresh, for example, I know this is me. I'm a morning person, as they say. So maybe you wake up fresh like me and full of energy in the morning and that will be your best, right? And that is better than when you're tired at night. Like right now, I'm recording this and it's at night and I'm tired, but I wanted to do this. So here I am. But often when I record episodes, I am very mindful about when I do them. I recorded an interview earlier today, but I did it at lunchtime because my interviews are just much better and I do my best when I have that earlier in the day energy. So yeah, this happens with me. So when have you noticed a pattern when you're at your best and then you're not so at your best? It can be related to moods or it can be related just to time of day. Maybe you hadn't had a cup of coffee and your coffee makes you feel more energy. Your best will be different when you're healthy versus when you're sick. When you are sober, as opposed to drunk, your best will depend on whether you're feeling wonderful and happy or angry and upset. With everyday moods, your best can change from one moment to another, from one hour to the next, from one day to another. Your best will also change over time. As you build the habit of abiding by the four agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. Regardless of the quality, keep doing your best. No more, no less than your best. If you try too hard to do more than your best, And this is really interesting. Take note, please. You'll spend more energy than is needed. And in the end, your best will not be enough. When you overdo, you deplete your body and go against yourself, and it takes you longer to accomplish your goal. But if you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustrations, self-judgment, guilt, and regrets. So forcing your best is bad, and doing less than your best is also bad. So we think we have to force ourselves to do our best. And I have an example that just happened to me this week. And like I said, I get tired at night. And someone had asked me to go live on Instagram with her. And I was so exhausted and I just didn't feel good. And I hated canceling on her and rescheduling, but I knew that I couldn't show up as my best. And so when I, I've read this book but I'm revisiting the chapters as I'm doing these episodes. And when I listened back to this chapter, I was like, oh my gosh, that was such a great example of where I didn't force myself. And I felt so bad. I like felt guilty because I was like, oh, my best would have been showing up, right? But no, my best would not have been showing up because I wouldn't have been at my best. Doing your best doesn't mean forcing yourself to show up. It just means recognizing and doing what your body needs. Because when we aren't there physically, we aren't there mentally either. So I loved that lesson, that refresh of that lesson. So just do your best in any circumstance in your life. It doesn't matter if you're sick or tired. If you always do your best, there's no way you can judge yourself. And if you don't judge yourself, there's no way you're going to suffer guilt, blame, and self-punishment. By always doing your best, you'll break a big spell that you've been under. Doing your best, you're going to live your life intensely. You must be good to yourself because you will be giving yourself to your family, to your community, to everything. And so I got to repeat this. You're going to be good to yourself because you will be giving yourself to your family, to your community, to everything. I didn't say being good to yourself is because you're giving yourself to your family and your community. You have to be good to yourself so you can show up for them in your best version of yourself. So people get that messed up, right? When you always do your best, you take action. And it is the action that is going to make you intensely happy. That's the intensity, right? Doing your best is taking your action because you love it. You take the action because you actually enjoy the action, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do the exact opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason they don't do their best. For example, most people go to work every day just thinking about payday and the money they'll get from the work they're doing. They can hardly wait for the weekend or their days off. They are working for the reward. And as a result, they resist work. They try to avoid the action and it becomes more difficult and they don't do their best. When you avoid work, you're not doing your best. They work so hard all week long, suffering through the work, suffering through the action, not because they want to do it, but because they have to do it. They've convinced themselves that they have to do it. And therefore, they're not showing up as their best self. They have to work because they have to pay the rent, because they have to support their family. And they have all that frustration And when they do receive their paycheck, they're unhappy. They have a couple of days to rest over the weekend to do what they want to do. And what do? They try to escape. Some get drunk because they don't like themselves. They don't like their life. There are many ways we hurt ourselves when we don't like who we are. On the other hand, if you take action just for the sake of doing it without expecting a reward, you'll find that you enjoy every action you do. Rewards will come, but you aren't attached to the reward. You can even get more than you ever even imagined for yourself without expecting a reward. When you always do your best, you don't give the judge the opportunity to find you guilty or blame you. That is why we always do our best. It's not an easy agreement to keep, but it will set you free. When you do your best, you learn to accept yourself. But you have to be aware and learn from your mistakes. Learning from your mistakes means you practice. You look honestly at the results and you keep practicing. This increases your awareness. Do your best because you want to do it, not because you have to do it, not because you are trying to please the judge, and not because you are trying to please other people. If you have to take action because you have to, then there is no way you are going to do your best. Then it's just better not to do it. Action is about living fully. Inaction is the way we deny life. Inaction is sitting in front of the television every day for years because you are afraid to be alive and take the risk of expressing what you are. Expressing what you are is taking action. You can have many great ideas in your head, but what makes the difference is the action. Without action upon an idea, there will be no manifestation, no results, and no reward. Even though you're not after the reward, it will come. But without action, it won't. A good example of this is Forrest Gump. Most of us have seen the movie, and it's such a feel-good movie. He didn't have any great ideas, really, if you think about it, but he took action. He was happy because he always did his best at whatever he did. And he was richly rewarded without expecting any reward at all. Taking action is being truly alive. And Forrest Gump was truly alive. It's taking the risk to go out and express your dream. This is different than imposing your dream on someone else, because everyone has the right to express his or her own dream. You were born with the right to be happy. You were born with the right to love, to enjoy and share your love. Just to take a risk and enjoy life is all that matters. Say no when you want to say no, and say yes when you want to say yes. You have the right to be you, but you can only be you when you do your best. When you don't do your best, you are denying yourself the right to be you. That's a seed that you should really nurture in your mind. You don't need knowledge or great philosophical concepts. You don't need the acceptance of others. You simply need to express your own divinity by being alive and by loving yourself and others. The first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be able to be impeccable with your word. Just do your best. Don't expect that you will never take things personally. Just do your best. Don't expect that you will never make assumptions again, but you can certainly do your best. And I'm referring back to the other agreement. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, please do. By doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally, and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent with time. You don't need to judge yourself, feel guilty, or punish yourself if you cannot keep these agreements. If you do your best always, over and over again, you will become a master of transformation. Do your best to honor these four agreements. I hope you enjoyed listening to these four agreements. And again, if you're just listening to this for the first time, as it's a part four, please go back and listen. I've done these over the past like 4 weeks, and each and every one of them is amazing in its own self, stands alone in its message. And I think you'll get a lot out of those, and get the book as well, if you would like to have that you can highlight and remember and get quotes from. But thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend, and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong, and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.